I'd rather have her under those circumstances than try.
Yes, I can imagine.
Anything.
You want to say something, fella? Say something.
They all along the way, I will.
Okay.
I think I'll look at that whole
personal data information, which, again, if you don't mind.
I did not look up anything.
No, that's fine, but if...
And
would you,
I did find out that there is no date for the Adams coming to
I see. Well, you wouldn't, you wouldn't be too bored, though, to go over with me again while I have the tape recorder.
No.
Okay, fine. Well, the first thing I want, then, is I'd like is your... So what is this locality of Atlanta called, this part of Atlanta?
It's not a subdivision. It is purely northwest.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then your full address. In the city?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. And your full name? And what is and your place of birth?
Atlanta.
And where in Atlanta? Where you raised? What part of the city?
At on Porter Place, which is at Peachtree. It's in town now, as a matter of fact. Between Peachtree and West Peachtree.
I see.
In town.
And your age?
59.
Okay. Okay. And other communities where you've lived?
I've only lived in Atlanta.
I see.
And in this general area.
I see. And then, but you traveled?
Yes.
Extensively. Mm-hmm. Would you go over again your travels that just...
Well, in the year my father was president of Rotary International, we were in Europe at the convention there, and then the convention was in Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
But then we went over on the continent. Then in the year previously, we had gone through the West and up into Canada, and wherever Daddy went, why then, the three children were taken along, which really made quite a traveling entourage.
Yeah.
And then I've been back to Europe three times since then. I was there in 28, and then in 61, and in 65.
What was your father's business?
He was Adams Cates Realty Company.
Uh-huh.
And he had come to Atlanta as a young man, then had gone with one of the wholesale houses then.
Mm-hmm.
He then into real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And the firm originally was B.M. Grant Company. Then after Mr. took Daddy in as a partner. Then when died, Daddy took over the whole thing. And then he took Alvin Cates in as his part.
Mm-hmm.
So the firm ended up Adams Cates Company, the name of which they still operate on, although we have no interest. No, I've got some. Thanks. But Daddy, it was rather remarkable in that he was 47 when he died. And had done all of these things.
The president of Rotary International.
He'd been president of Rotary International when he was about 40, I guess.
Is that right?
So,
what,
then the Boy Scout Reservation was named for him.